Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, and a happy day to those of you who are listening. If it's your first time, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Good news for you. And I'll tell you why, because modern medicine, modern science is delivering. And the world will change over the next 50 years in profound ways. We're starting to see it little by little. That Angelina Jolie article a number of months ago in Time magazine. Do not kid yourself. Soon to be, you will be genetically profiled. And I don't want to say to your dismay, I want to say if you have the right perspective on it, to your advantage, you're going to be told just what percentages are that you may get certain diseases. And if they're already in your family history and your genetic profiling says that those diseases may be on the way, well, that's a good heads up if you interpret it correctly and understand it. There's another few things coming down the pipe. One of them is stem cell therapy. And today I want to go into one of, no doubt, great medical revelations that are going to impact us deeply over the next 50 years. And I want to point out, as always, that there's already something working within us that's already got the edge on stem cell therapy. But what is stem cell therapy? What do we mean by a stem cell? Where do we get stem cells? What's the big hullabaloo all about? Stem cells on some level are ethical issues. So let's first define the terrain, and then we're going to move it to where we always do, and that's to that divine natural system in your own body. That's a surprise for later. If you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, get to picture number 13. If you're just driving, and this is your first time, just listen hard. Picture number 13, that you have to go to the literature section, just click it. The pictures will come up relevant to today's show. And click picture number 13 and it'll blow up for you. Take a look at a number of cells. Those cells are what it looks like just a few seconds after sperm meets egg. After the sperm penetrates the egg, we start to develop these multicellular systems. And when it gets to the blastocyst stage, meaning once you have right at conception, and just a little bit after this expansion of multiple cells, those cells have a special quality. And I want you to get educated as to the word undifferentiated. Those cells on that picture, those cells, if you're just driving, that grow into a 5 and 6 and 7 cell stage, those initial early embryonic cells are undifferentiated. And that means they haven't declared who they are yet. They don't have an identity. They're not liver cells. They're not kidney cells. They're not nerve cells. They're not heart cells. They're not lung cells. They don't know who they are. They have an identity crisis. And those cells are valuable. Because if you can take those cells and preserve them, if you can take those cells and multiply them, if you can take those cells and inject them into somebody, if you can take those cells and tamper with them correctly, effectively, then you can put those cells into another body. And those cells injected into the organ, the dying organ, the diseased organ, the irreversibly fibrotic organ, those cells offer the possibility of regenerating that dead organ. So if you're in renal failure, if you're in cardiac failure, if you're in hepatic failure, if you're at the end stage of some terminal disease, theoretically, if one was to inject those undifferentiated cells taken out of an embryo or derived from an embryo, now let's not get into the ethical issues here. Let's just understand the terminologies. If we were to take those cells and interact them with a dead and dying organ, those cells will take a cue from the last yells, the last pleas from the dying organ to become new cells so that that organ can live. And the body understands how to prompt these cells. There are all sorts of mechanisms and signals that will ingratiate these embryonic stem cells into new organ tissue. Now, that's the hope. That's the dream, in short. Left lots out, of course, but that's effectively it. And, of course, because they're derived from an embryo, there's ethical issues about this. This show is not about that. It has nothing to do with that. This show is to tell you what they're not telling you, what they're overlooking, what they're just mentioning. And that is that our bodies are already equipped with stem cells. They're not embryonic stem cells, but they're called adult stem cells. And what we're going to do later today is examine literature, much to the surprise of researchers, much to the surprise of nephrology, cardiology, much to the surprise of modern medicine. We have found over the last decade that our bodies are already loaded with adult stem cells. But you see, in the literature, unfortunately, this wonderful find is dismissed because these adult stem cells in your dying heart or dying liver or dying kidney are of limited value, as they term it. So there's something interesting that this stem cell therapy, this wave of the future, is reminiscent of something that's already functional in the human body as it is, but it's been termed partly irrelevant, limited in value. So they mention it, and before you even read the last page, the last print on the page, they're on to talking about embryonic stem cell therapy, which has its ethical issues. And because of those ethical issues, what has happened, and I want you to turn to picture number 14. Look at those two gentlemen, Shinya Yamanaka and John B. Gurdon, for the discovery that mature cells can be programmed to become pluripotent. Now, what are we talking about? Once again, another concept. So you've got that embryonic stem cell therapy in mind. You've looked at that picture. If you're not looking at the picture, you're imagining that early phase of human life, those first few days, where that little embryo, maybe 5 or 6 or 8 cells, whatever it is, are termed pluripotent. Or actually, I think they're totipotent at that point, but that's irrelevant. The point is, embryonic stem cell therapy is one ethically controversial issue. So what we just gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to, were two gentlemen, Yamanaka and Gurdon. We gave them the Nobel Prize for taking effectively skin cells, adult cells, normal cells, cells that comprise organs, and messing with them genetically. We took adult cells, normal cells, and messed with them genetically to produce what we call pluripotent cells. And if you're looking at that picture, those men were both given the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2012 because they developed a technique that allowed a normal healthy cell to be reprogrammed to become pluripotent. Now, what's that got to do with the stem cell therapy I just explained? Well, it has a lot to do with it. Number one, you don't need an embryo. That's really big, because that's the end of the ethical issue. If I told you I could scrape some stem cells off your cheek or the underside of your cheek, and I could reprogram them to become pluripotent, meaning I take their identity away, interesting way to look at it. You take the identity of the cell away. It doesn't know who it is anymore. And because it doesn't know who it is, it's impressionable. And yes, those pluripotent cells can be cloned, meaning replicated, and then injected into the site of interest. That's use. This is termed, okay, in the medicine, this is termed reprogramming the pluripotent stem cell. It's induced pluripotent stem cells. If you look at picture number 12, there's just a little sticker for what these guys received the Nobel Prize for. All right, so somebody says to you, stem cell. You don't have to think embryo anymore. You have to think that these two gentlemen just got the Nobel Prize for perfecting a process that we call induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSC. Induced pluripotent stem cell. And this, of course, is big news because then you skirt the embryo issue. Now, there's some drawbacks to it, but nonetheless, this is huge. Can you imagine that? To take a skin cell and to play with that, reprogram it, as we say. Reprogramming means we're flipping some genetic switches on and off within the cell. That's the non-technical way to look at it. And what you're left with is a cell without enough identity to be malleable into wherever you need that cell in the body. So take it now, make it pluripotent, multiply it, and inject it into whatever site you want. Now that's the Nobel Prize for medicine. You don't get that unless you're in. Meaning, there's no argument. We can do this now. So these guys took it a huge leap, skirted the ethical issue. And now you understand, not all stem cell therapy has to do with little babies and embryos. That's not what the show is about. The show is about this. And this is what I am consistently bringing to you. This is what I'm consistently proud to bring to you. And again, if you read the literature, not the nutrition literature, not the Townsend letter, not the local health food newsletter, not the stuff that circulates in naturopathic schools and acupuncture schools and chiropractic schools, but the stuff that circulates among scientists, many of whom are medical doctors, many of whom will publish and whose names will disappear from the print, from the papers, from the news, or will never get there. If you go into the literature, you'll find amazing things. And once again, here's something I found amazing. Now go to picture number one. Again, another peer-reviewed, extremely respected journal. If you look at the name of it, Life and Death of Cardiac Stem Cells, this is big. I can't tell you how psyched I get about this stuff. Here it is, right there in the dust once again. An MD, a PhD, and a couple of more MDs at New York Medical College, Valhalla, New York, wherever that is, at the Cardiovascular Research Institute. And what are they going to find? Just like we found about the liver. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Go to the archive section. Listen to the show last week. Read the literature. I hope you guys read some of those articles, at least perused them. Told your friends about them. Told your friends who have been told that their liver is kaput, that there's nothing that can be done, that they have irreversibly situations in the liver, irreversible scarring of the liver, or something we call cirrhosis, and it's end stage and there's not a thing to do but pray. I hope some of you spread that article around. Because here's another one. Only this is on the heart. So I want you to click picture number one. And you're going to look at the places I've asterisked or put in brackets. Really easy to do. And here it is, delivered to us on a golden plate. The recognition that the Maya...